8:45. If you search measles online at the moment, you'll find just countless news articles about the problems with administering vaccines in the United States. And that has a knock-on effect culturally in all sorts of other countries, including ourselves here in Korea, where we still remain cautious over the outbreak locally. But the Philippines is dealing with a particularly deadly epidemic, with more than 70 people dying and 4,300 reports being made in January. And last year alone, over 18,000 cases were reported there, compared with 2,400 in 2017. That gives you, a taste of just how much of a spike it's been. Not surprisingly, UNICEF's expressed deep concern. In place of our regular spotlight segment today, let's hear from Lotta Sulander, UNICEF representative in the Philippines. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Can you tell us, beyond that stark number, just how serious the measles outbreak is at the moment in the Philippines?
It's serious because the immunization rates, meaning the number or the percentage of children being vaccinated, still steadily declining. And so it's serious because this is only, what we believe, the tip of the iceberg in a way. So we are going to see more severe outbreaks, bigger, and unfortunately we're going to see many more children and people dying from measles, which is very sad since it's a preventable disease.
Preventable largely through the vaccine, right? Just to hammer home that point.
Yes, largely through the vaccines. I mean, you can, of course, survive, but it's... measles can lead to a number of disabilities, but it can also be so severe that you actually die during the course of the illness within a week or so.
Is there a suggestion, though, that if you do contract measles, or if a child or someone vulnerable does so, that certain types of medical treatment will improve their chances of survival?
Yes, absolutely. You should seek medical assistance and help immediately, and that would improve your chances of surviving or avoiding any kind of disability greatly.
But of course, we do want to emphasize the point of prevention before even thinking of medical treatment. What are the major causes, for example, in the Philippines? I presume each region and each country may have its own characteristics.
Yes and no. There seems to be a worldwide decline in immunization rates, and in particular surrounding measles, because measles is seen as, you know, or the attitude is it's not such a serious illness, which it is. And there's a lot of false information out there. There's an unwillingness of parents vaccinating their children. And until now, many parents have argued, but I don't see any, people or children dying of measles. It's better not to vaccinate. But this is, of course, all untrue. And protecting your child from measles and other illnesses by vaccinating them is the absolutely safest and cheapest way of protecting the health of your child. So, unfortunately, there are ideas on the internet that vaccines cause a lot of other illnesses that are not treatable, which is also not true. And so, unfortunately, it's difficult to understand why a parent would take a decision not to vaccinate their child when vaccines are safe, they are efficient and effective, and they do protect children from preventable things.
Yeah, I mean, this is interesting, isn't it? The fundamental cause then is fairly universal by the sounds of it, not taking up the opportunity of these vaccines. But is that opportunity as widely available, for example, in the Philippines as it is in the United States?
Yes, most often. We have had in the past issues with stockouts of vaccines, for example. And so I'm sure there have been cases where parents have brought their kids to the clinic to be vaccinated, and they've been met with the message that there is no vaccine. And of course, if that happens a couple of times, you don't really return to vaccinate your child because, well, the child is healthy anyway, didn't get vaccinated. So there are issues around that. Vaccines here are free for children. We are doing our best now to really check the whole sort of supply chain, if you can put it that way. Procuring vaccines, making sure they're kept safe in a cold storage or a free storage, and then distributed in the country in a timely manner so that, you know, hospitals, clinics, even far off rural clinics always have availability of vaccines. And I think that needs to be there for this push for vaccinations to really be successful.
I mean, part of the reason I presume there were different reasons beyond the kind of factors we see in some parts of the US where parents have convinced themselves that that there could be the risk of other conditions by implementing these vaccines. Part of the reason was the Philippines is among the top 10 countries globally with the highest incidence of measles between, say, May 2017 to April 2018. So it's a country that was already seeing the problem of measles rising. Was there any other factor there that could explain that?
I think the reasons in the Philippines are the same as the global reasons, but there was one extra factor. There was a massive vaccination for dengue fever, which wasn't particularly successful, let's put it that way. And it did instill a lot of fear in parents. No children died because of the vaccine, but again, there was a lot of false information out there around it. And that sort of, you know, topped up a little bit extra on all the rumors, the hesitations, and so on. But I think the underlying reasons are just the same as in the rest of the world, unfortunately.
It's shocking, though, isn't it, when you think the coverage for routine immunizations in the Philippines is estimated by UNICEF to be 55% when the vaccine is available free of cost at government health centres. It just feels to me like that's
a
huge number of people who can't all be buying into the conspiracy theories. Do we have to do more in the way of education to make sure people realise that the vaccine is at worst harmless?
Exactly, that's what we need to do, and that's what we're doing right now. And now, actually, it seems to be on everybody's lips that, you know, go vaccinate, and everyone from the president to celebrities to teachers to everyone is saying it now, finally, which is great. And it, you know, the trend can be turned. Philippines used to have an 85% vaccination rate, which is really good, even in a sort of comparison globally. But to completely make sure that there's no measles, so the vaccination rate needs to be around 95. So we have a long way to go back, unfortunately.
Children have the right to be as protected as they possibly can be. I'm sure many of us would agree with that. And parents have a huge responsibility there. But if parents refuse to vaccinate their children, is that actually in violation of the Convention on the Rights of the Child, which the Philippines is part of?
It is. It is. And in fact, you know, in many countries, it's because the countries want to adhere to the rights of the children and maintaining health of the children, vaccinations are compulsory. The children have to bring their vaccination cards to school in order to be in school. That should be the case in the Philippines. Not that I know if it would really work, but it is really part of the Convention of the Rights of the Child, which the Philippine government was one of the first in Asia to sign on to. So it is sad that a middle-income country, which has the capacity to maintain its high vaccination rate, have slipped let this slip and let it slip down to low levels of 55%.
Let's finish with some advice for us in Korea, where we've seen dozens of cases. I've heard stories of people trying to get vaccinated just to make sure, and often vaccines are not available because so many people have rushed to do so.
Oh, okay. Well, that is a problem, but I think definitely stay away from any possible cases of measles. But if you do become infected, seek medical attention immediately, and especially, you know, both for adults and children, because it can be severe for adults as well. So that's, I think, the safest way of going about it if you are unable to vaccinate your child or yourself.
Well, hopefully those cases are few and far between, but when you actually know people who are reporting that, it always feels a bit more disturbing. Be interesting to get some more national statistics on that. Lotta Silwanda, for now, UNICEF representative in the Philippines, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. Good luck.
Thank you. We'll be back tomorrow at 7:05. This morning closes, but Inside Korea takes the baton now after your latest news headlines.